The Right Not Wrong podcast is a collection of audiobooks, starting with the comedy series Of Course BJ Stands for Barry Jones. Nothing goes quite the way Barry wants it to. He is single with no prospects of love. All he has is a graphic design job that he hates, a mad best friend, and a bored dog who lives with his mental ex-girlfriend. Join Barry Jones as he navigates the dating scene, his family, and tries his best to make the most out of the awkward cards he was dealt. Here's a clip from episode 1. Barry sat in his old spot. Frank sat next to him, eating a bag of cheese and onion crisps. "I've missed you, mate," said Barry. Frank lifted his nose in recognition, then promptly put his head back into the crisp packet. Things were going swimmingly. That was, until Frank smelt an attractive Weimaraner who was in season. His nose twitched, his head tilted. Before Barry could leech him, Frank was gone. Barry scrambled to grab onto him. But the fear that he once would have been able to use to restrain him was gone, leaving the slick, frictionless skin. Frank moved pretty well for a 4-year-old dog. Barry could only assume that shedding the fear had dropped a few pounds off him. Frank was now moving like a greyhound, galloping over couples and children, aiming for the bitch of his dreams. Barry found himself sprinting after him, dodging the couple who had just cowered as Frank had sprung over them, basically hitting them in the face with the red lipstick, which we all know could not have been attractive. Frank began to slow, turning into the predator that his ancestors hoped he would be. Barry saw his chance. He slowed his pace, sidestepping, then pounced. The trip through the air seemed to last a lifetime, but in fact took 3 seconds. He could see Frank lowering the front end of his body to the ground, shaking his tail as he did. Barry flung out his hand, reaching for the large, prissy collar that Bridget made him wear. It was like Frank sensed that he was about to be restrained and bolted straight ahead at cheetah speeds, leaving Barry in a heap of now-dead daffodils. Shit! Barry pulled his head out of the flowerbed. Frank had got the bitch where he wanted her. The walk from the park was one filled with remorse and deep, deep shame for Barry. Frank, on the other hand, was the happiest that Barry had ever seen him. Download the Right Not Wrong podcast on whatever you listen to your podcasts on, and listen to the first 2 episodes of Course BJ Stands for Barry Jones.